Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I remember in 2004 saying to Jeannie, Jeannie, does it get any better than this? And in love with Jesus, seeing the God move in amazing ways, in love with Jeannie, had three amazing children in a wonderful church. Does it get any better? It was a wonderful time, but it was shortly after that. Actually, I felt God prepare us because I felt him say very clearly, Gerald, you're going to go through a period of intense brokenness, but through it, I'm going to glorify my name. And sure enough, shortly after that, things started to go not to plan, the things you wouldn't want to happen. We got to the bottom of the valley in November of 2005 when our precious youngest son, Alex, he was 17 years old, he took a drug with a boy at school and became delusional. And long story short, he ended up on the 8th of November 2005 going out and committing suicide. And it was a nightmare. They say there's two of the worst things that can happen to a human being is torture in a concentration camp or the suicide of a child. And so it was words really can't describe the absolute pain and agony of that time. And Jeannie went, well, we both went into shock and horror and absolute pain. We grieved differently. Jeannie, I ran into God. Jeannie couldn't reconcile it, ran away from God in that period. But in it and through it, we learned some very, very deep things of God. I ended up actually being asked to lead Alpha shortly after that. One of the things I saw was eternity that really helped me through. And of course, when you see eternity, you're one concern. Well, I always had a heart for the lost, but now I'm desperate for lost people because I know the end of the story. And so I don't think I could see God's hand in me being asked to lead this organization in America, which is all about saving souls for eternity. And sure enough, we saw hundreds of thousands of people come to Christ in the time that I was there. And it's still doing it, still doing a wonderful work. So that's where I ended up moving from banking into Alpha, and that was the period of utter pain. You know, you come to three key questions. Either Scripture's not true, and I didn't believe that. I was holding on to Scripture. I didn't believe that one. Number two, that Satan's more powerful than Scripture says. In other words, he can usurp God's word, and I didn't believe that either. That's not true. Or, here's the third option, here's my conclusion, is that God's working something for his eternal purpose through this. And that does tie up with Scripture, because you see that through Job, you see that through Joseph, where Joseph says to his brothers, Genesis 50:20, you intended this for evil, but God intended it for good, for the saving of many lives. I began to see that God was working something for his eternal glory and his purpose. Even though we didn't like it, it was the most painful thing you can imagine. We saw that God was working something of eternal for his eternal glory through it.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.